Hi, this is Fred Wallace with Off the Wire, proudly sponsored by Pete's Auto Body. Pete's Auto Body because we care about our community. Last week, a consortium, which included Curling Canada, announced that John Morris and Rachel Holman would represent Canada at the Beijing Olympics in mixed doubles. Naturally, competing at the Olympics is huge for those selected, but it does mean, in the case of Holman, that she'll have to skip, no pun intended, the Scotties Tournament of Hearts. In a similar scenario earlier, Holman's rank was previously chosen to represent Ontario at the Scotties, the Canadian Women's Curling Championship, an event that begins at Thunder Bay later this month. It's important to note that the Holman rank was selected for, rather than won, the Ontario berth to the Scotties, as COVID-19 forced Ontario to make a decision when the Provincial Women's Curling Championship at Thornhill never ever got rolling earlier this month. The final decision rendered was that Holman, certainly a highly qualified skip with a top-notch foursome, would represent Ontario at Thunder Bay. However, knowing that Holman was also in contention for a spot in the mixed doubles at the Olympics for Canada, which conflicted with the date for the Scotties, a sub-decision was also delivered, that being that if Holman was unavailable, which is now the case, then the Holly Duncan rink from Woodstock would be the Ontario team at the National Scotties. All of which opens the door for Julie Tippin of Owen Sound. Tippin has been connected to the Woodstock Curling Club as a member and as a skip, and connected to the Duncan rink, and now she can be a part of the Scotties Tournament of Hearts at Thunder Bay, which begins January 28th. For Pete's Auto Body, I'm Fred Wallace.